gay.
Masai Mara National Reserve, Kenya. As many as 10,000 migrating wildebeest mysteriously drown in the Mara River. In Arkansas, 5,000 blackbirds suddenly drop dead in mid-flight.
Thousands of dead fish wash up. Experts estimate somewhere between 80 and 100,000 fish die.
Toads spontaneously exploding. And not just a couple. Dozens. July 2005. Geva's, Turkey. A herd of 1,500 sheep are having breakfast when suddenly they all make a move and they head straight for a rocky, deadly cliff. 450 sheep are dead, which really upset the shepherd. But the bodies of the dead sheep cushion the fall for the remaining 1,000 or so that survived. Queen Elizabeth National Park, Uganda. A perfect place to watch herds of hippos bathing and grazing in their natural habitat. But lately, they're turning up dead.
Why the consistency in mortalities and why these numbers?
It felt like a mystery.
With few clues, park officials become more than a little concerned. Dumbarton, UK. Donna Cooper is taking a stroll with her border collie, Ben, on the town's historic Overton Bridge. When suddenly the dog stops, looks at a space in the stonework and leaps to his death. Morro Bay, California. The brown pelican is enjoying a comeback. It's no longer endangered. When this starts happening.
Up and down California's coastline, hundreds of sick and dying pelicans have been discovered within the past month.
All of the birds appear wobbly.
For some reason, we don't know yet why, they're disoriented and weak.
Biloxi, Mississippi. The Kemp's Ridley is the most endangered sea turtle in the world. Only about 1,000 nesting females are left in the ocean. And a lot of them are showing up dead. By the hundreds. King Island, Tasmania. Whale lovers from all over the world watch the migration of these leviathans. But lately, they're witnessing something awful.
In Australia, rescuers are trying to save dozens of pilot whales after almost 200 beached themselves at King Island in Tasmania. The latest mass beaching takes the number of whales stranded in this area in the past 3 months to more than 400.
102 mammals in all have died in the past 24 hours. It remains one of nature's most heartbreaking mysteries.
Something fishy going on in Brazil. 10 tons of dead fish have been found floating in a Rio de Janeiro lake.
In fact, look at all these dead animals, these dead fish. This is in Bolivia, South America. Alligators dead everywhere. Whatever was in the water is coming up dead. This is happening all over the place. It's happening in the United States. It's happening in South America. What is going on?
Wash ashore along Galveston Island. This was the scene on Jamaica Beach today, and many there say that they have never seen anything like it.
Thousands of dead fish line the sand of Jamaica Beach Sunday.
No, this is pretty wild. I heard that there were some dead fish in the sea or in the water, but I didn't know it would be this bad on the beach.
Jamaica Beach police say the fish washed up all across the island overnight.
I grew up in this county for the last 50 years, I've never seen anything like it.
But this sea of shad stretched across Jamaica Beach as far as the eye can see.
Smells like dead fish.
Made Mark Gannon's family pause.
I hope it's nothing major. I hope the water's safe.
Is there any idea what it is?
This summer's drought effects are expanding into hunting season. Thousands of the state's deer are dying.
At new numbers tonight, and they show a deadly deer disease is spreading. 25 Michigan counties now have cases of EHD, and the number of dead deer has jumped to nearly 8,500.
Michigan deer are dead, victims of the viral disease EHD.
24-hour News 8 Steve Kelso is here with new numbers from the DNR now. Steve?
Yeah, you know, the agency says that they have reported more than 11,000 dead deer. But right now, that may just be the tip of the iceberg. Back in September, the DNR told me they believe there are about 3,000 dead deer in the state and that the outbreak of epizootic hemorrhagic disease was just about over. Take a look at this map now. Look at the numbers of reported dead deer in just these counties. If you hunt these areas, you will see less deer this year. The DNR says there is no way to know how many deer are dead statewide because a lot of them have simply not been found. They say the actual number is much higher, but won't even hazard a guess at how much.
bizarre story is coming out of BB, where thousands of blackbirds were found dead.
Why have more than 100 dolphins stranded themselves on Cape Cod in the last month alone on the coastline? Tragically, more than 80 of those dolphins have now died. Rescuers frantically trying to rescue as many of the dolphins as they can as even more wash ashore. In only a few weeks, more dolphins have become stranded on the beach than normally do in a year. What is causing this tragic trend? Straight out to CNN reporter Mary Snow there on Cape Cod.
Concerns are mounting tonight in Plaquemines Parish, where officials are becoming increasingly worried about sea life kills in waters previously impacted by the oil spill. There were two major fish kills last week, and yesterday a dead whale was discovered and brought in for testing. So what's causing the die-off? Maya Rodriguez has that story.
It's been a rough summer in some of the waters around Plaquemines Parish. First hit by the oil spill, now hit with fish kills.
This is an extremely large fish kill, and there's many species in there. It's not just one group of fish. It's redfish and trout and flounder. All species have been identified in this fish kill.
Plaquemines Parish officials spotted this massive fish kill on Friday. Hundreds of thousands of dead fish just west of the Mississippi in Bayou Chelan. It came several days after the discovery of a starfish kill in nearby Barataria Bay. And then on Monday, they found this, a dead baby whale.
...off the coast of Chile that has baffled authorities. Thousands of langoustines washed up in central Concepcion province. Beaches have been covered red as the Dublin Bay prawns were found. Investigators are trying to find out what has killed so many crustaceans in this case. It's too early to say whether it is natural death or an environmental crime.
Scientists are trying to figure out what's causing one species of starfish to die in this area and in the waters off Canada. King 5's Amy Marino has more on their search for answers.
We're going to both look for healthy and potentially diseased sea stars.
Divers from the Seattle Aquarium are on the hunt.
It's got some sea stars that look like they're melting on the bottom.
The same thing is happening in the waters near Canada, and they want to know why. The cause could be environmental or perhaps driven by disease.
So we often think viral when we think of sea star disease, but at this time we don't have a good idea of what's causing this, so we're going to look for everything.
Just a few weeks ago, the populations in Puget Sound waters looked healthy. Today, as they resurface, we find out the news is not good.
There are a lot of melting sea stars out there.
They estimate close to half appear to be sick or dying.
There would be an apparently healthy animal in really close proximity to a sick animal. No concentration of sick ones and concentration of good ones.
The picture becomes more serious when the bags are opened inside the lab.
This animal is a classic appearance of the melting sea star.
The samples will go to Cornell University and another lab in New York, where samples from Canada are already being analyzed.
It's concerning. It's concerning, and it's concerning to hear that in a short time period of under a week, we're seeing roughly 60% of this species diseased in this area.
Why so many moose continue to die every year? In Minnesota, a once thriving population has been almost completely wiped out over the last 20 years. Higher than usual death rates have also been reported in Montana, New Hampshire, and British Columbia. The specific causes vary from area to area.
Dozens of dead blackbirds have fallen from the sky over a small Arkansas town for the second year in a row.
At least 1,200 dead birds have washed up along Peru's coastline in recent weeks, MSNBC reports.
Officials are unsure of the cause of this mysterious death, but hundreds of dead pelicans are washing up on the shore, where dead dolphins have been washing up for months.
The Peruvian government has issued a health alert along the northern coastline. They warned local officials to wear gloves, masks, and other protective equipment while handling dead birds and animals. The seabirds' deaths can be added to a growing list. 5 sea lions, more than 800 dolphins, and a turtle have also been found on Peru's beaches in recent months.
the apocalyptic signs of water turning into blood. Bible prophecy. Ezekiel 32:6, I will also water with thy blood the land wherein thou swimmest, even to the mountains, and the rivers shall be full of thee. Joel 2:30, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire, and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day of the Lord.
Today before our eyes, we see God fulfilling his word. But there's a way he's fulfilling it that I want to say a little about. And the Bible says in Psalm 36 verse 6, God says, the only reason why I judge is to keep man alive. I allow some to die so the majority will live.
A striking and shocking phenomenon has been leaving scientists and people worldwide completely baffled. As waters worldwide have begun to turn into blood, these significant occurrences are most certainly precursors of the trouble to come. July 27, 2011.
Parts of America became blood. Come on, somebody.
Texas, USA. A lake turned blood red, prompting questions about biblical prophecies. February 16, 2012.
Right in Lebanon, waterways became blood.
The Beirut River mysteriously turned blood red in Lebanon. June 29, 2012. Blood this time was found falling out of the skies in the form of rain in India, causing mass panic. July 30th, 2012.
Then a sea between Russia and Ukraine turned blood.
In the Azov Sea, between Russia and Ukraine. December 22nd, 2012, a deadly cold snap took Ukraine by force, killing and causing mass panic, hospitalizing hundreds. Only 3 days later, December 25th, 2012. Russia was also hit with its coldest temperatures on record, dropping to nearly 60 degrees below zero. Also August 9, 2012.
A lake in France became blood.
One source said it looks like something extraterrestrial.
God is allowing these things because he's a God of mercy. He's a God of love. He has to cause. Come on, I don't have to tell, you have to tell, but work with me. He has to cause men to wonder. He has to cause men to fear. He has to cause fearful sights to happen upon the earth. But in the midst of this trouble, God said, listen, it seems as if they don't get it. So I'm going to get another sign. And God caused the largest river in the country to become blood. What I call it, I'm not going to get too grammatical, to become blood. The Bible said they will become blood.
September 7th, 2012, Yangtze River in China.
The largest river, never ever seen anything red. For God said in Joel 2:28-29, he said, while I'm pouring out of my spirit upon the people, I'm going to be pouring out wrath. We talk about it in the World Revival Convention. Anybody remember? While there's pouring out in the last days, I pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Then it went on and it said, there shall be signs in the sun, signs in the moon. Come on, somebody. And there shall be blood. Anybody remember? But God is so good that God caused not just destruction of buildings, leaving folks alive, but God caused another sign of blood. Blood always means death. When you're talking about the blood of Jesus, it always means death. It always means worse coming. You don't need a mighty prophecy. The prophecy is already out. It means there's worse coming to China. It means there's worse coming to the East. It means there's worse coming to Asia. It means there's worse coming to the earth.
January 12th, 2013. A powerful avalanche of mud and dirt had taken away 10% of a village in southwest China. Earlier, rescuers drenched in mud swarmed the scene, digging fervently with shovels, looking for signs of life. Instead, they found shredded clothes, wallets and other evidence of those killed in the disaster. November the 18th, 2012. Blood rain also poured out on Sri Lanka, causing astonishment. Furthermore, November the 27th, 2012. In Australia, the beaches suddenly turned blood red and the following interpreted.
startled residents of a Russian city inside the Arctic Circle have been posting photos of a local river that has mysteriously turned blood red. Photos published on Russian social media appear to show the Dodekan River near the city of Norilsk, flowing vivid burgundy. Russian authorities have yet to establish a reason for the river's unusual appearance.